With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden isn't budging, even though more and more lawmakers are calling for him to end his reelection campaign.
At this week's press conference, the president said he will stay in the race until his staff says there's no way he can win.
No one's saying that. No poll says that.
He also fielded a question about whether Democratic delegates can vote their conscience at the August convention.
If all of a sudden I show up at the convention, everybody says we want somebody else, that's the Democratic process.
It's not going to happen.
The president said there's no indication that he can't get the job done. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, many Houston residents continue to bake in sweltering heat as power remains off in some neighborhoods after Hurricane Beryl's hit on the city. Correspondent Brendan Farrington.
Hurricane Beryl was a reminder to many folks that you can't just judge a hurricane by its category. It came into Texas as a Category 1 storm. Many people, when they see Category 1, they think, oh, well, I'm going to be okay. But storms rating, a category rating between 1 and 5, is not the only factor people should take into consideration.
Thousands of people treated at two hospitals in Portland, Oregon, may have been exposed to HIV and hepatitis B and C. About 2,400 people who were patients at two providers, Providence and Legacy Health, are urged to take blood tests as a precaution. A Providence spokesperson said the actions of an anesthesiologist caused an infection control breach. That person, who has not been identified and worked for a third-party contractor, Oregon Anesthesiology Group, is no longer employed. The tests are being offered for free. A federal appeals court panel rules that Tennessee does not unconstitutionally discriminate against transgenders by not allowing them to change the sex designation on the birth certificate. This is SRN News. An Alabama inmate has a religious-based request.
64-year-old Keith Gavin is scheduled to be executed later this month, and the Alabama inmate is asking the state not to perform an autopsy on his body because of his Muslim faith. According to a lawsuit, his attorneys write that Gavin is a devout Muslim, and his religion teaches that the human body is a sacred temple. They argue that an autopsy would violate the sanctity of keeping his human body intact. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Same-sex marriage is on the ballot in California this November. Residents will be voting on Prop 3, a proposed amendment that would remove the ban on same-sex marriage in the state's constitution. Voters supported the ban in 2008, but the Supreme Court prevented California from enforcing the ban since 2013. The proposed amendment would remove the ban and replace it with language saying the right to marry is a fundamental right. This is SRN News. The summer's heat may be affecting your medication.
It's raising the danger of heat-related illnesses in a more subtle way by amplifying the side effects of many common medications. Blood pressure medications can lead to dehydration. Beta blockers for heart conditions can decrease blood flow to the skin and make you less aware of dangerous heat. Some antidepressants can hinder your ability to stay cool. Keeping drugs from getting too hot is another consideration. Experts say to check the side effects and storage requirements for your prescriptions. Keith Peters reporting.
AT&T says a hacker stole records of calls and texts from almost all of its wireless customers. The company says the stolen data doesn't include the content of calls or text or personal info like social security numbers or birth dates, but it does include which numbers a customer interacted with. More details at srnnews.com.